Hey everybody, this week in All Things Fishing, we are on part two of the four-part series we're doing called Building a Raft. On this episode, we'll go over what this series is about again, and ways to build your raft, things you probably shouldn't do to your raft, all kinds of stuff like that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 35th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week on All Things Fishing, like I said in the introduction, we are talking about constructing a raft. So this week's episode, like I said, is episode 35. And we're talking about constructing a raft. And as you might have noticed, the introduction this week was a bit different. I just decided that on episode 35, it might be a good idea just to kind of might be a good idea just to change it up a bit, change the episode format. Everything's still gonna be the same. The information's gonna be the same. Hopefully the podcast will stay good. But I just decided to make that little change. So like I said, this week's episode is about constructing your raft. So it'll go over some things that you want to do to build your raft, something that you won't want to do, all kinds of stuff like that. So, one of the first things you want to do, obviously, is collect the materials. A lot of times, depending on where you live, if you're patient, you can collect them for free, depending on how you're building your raft. All the materials except polypropylene rope on my raft were completely free. So if you're patient, you can get stuff that you need for your raft completely for free. So that's one of the things that you make sure you do. Then also, it's very, very important to plan your raft out very well. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, you can go listen to that. I'll give you some options, or not options, some ideas, some suggestions on planning before you build your raft. It's very important to plan it, because if you have all your materials and then you have like your main base, which is the base you're going to be putting all the stuff on, unless you're building it. If you have that and you only have like, if you're using a pallet, like a big pallet like I used, then you don't have to go to all the work to find another pallet if, you make the wrong hole in the pallet you already have. So yeah, you want to make sure you are very careful with that. And, another thing you probably shouldn't do unless you have very thick boards, 2x4s at least on your pallet, you should not try to put an office chair without the wheels, just the bar. You should not try to make holes for that to stick it into the wood. It does not work. I'm sure most other normal people wouldn't try to do that, but I guess I tried to do that. It completely ruined my pallet, and I had to get another pallet, which wasn't terrible. I managed to find another pallet pretty easily. But if you can't find another pallet, that's pretty stinking annoying. So, some things you will want to do, like I said, you want to plan out your raft. Also, if you're planning on having this raft, if you want this raft to be good, then you'll want to measure off all the holes, like where you're going to be putting all the holes. You're going to measure that off. And also before, this kind of should have been in the planning episode, but also before you make the raft, you want to like take it out before you put anything on it. You want to take it out on the water. Basically collect the flotation devices, whatever you may be using for flotation. I happen to be using 5 gallon office cooler jugs. But you can use, there's quite a few things you can use. But anyway, so yeah, I happen to be using those. But once you collect your flotation and your main platform, before you put any seat or any storage or any kind of thing like that onto that raft, you need to take it out on the water a couple times, maybe just like even one time, just to see where the best place to put a seat will be, because sometimes in the middle isn't actually going to be the best, because the weight, like your legs are going to be sticking out in front of you, and that's going to like disbalance, like it's going to put the whole raft off balance. So yeah, you just want to see, like, you want to mark off what the best spot. It might not be in the middle, but once you get on the water a few times without anything on it, you'll be able to see like where the center of balance is, essentially. So yeah. So yeah, that's the episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope this series will continue helping you guys if you guys are planning to build a raft. And hopefully the next episode will too. The next episode is going to be about improving your raft. So after you've built it, things you can do to improve it. There's quite a few of those. And I'll see you then.